All right, this is Jacqueline, 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 and last name is Johnson, JOHNSON, Jacqueline Johnson. She was born 7/13/63, so she's a 61-year-old black woman from Houston. She's divorced, has two children, one boy, one girl. On or about August the 2nd of this year, was admitted to Harris Health System with abdominal pain. Abdominal ultrasound showed a cholelithiasis with a pericholecystic fluid, pulmonary edema. And creatinine of 5.7, period. During the hospitalization, patient's creatinine went up to 6.2 and stayed there. Patient was adamantly against hemodialysis. Patient was scheduled for surgery, subsequently decided against cholecystectomy, and decided to be discharged home. And for this reason, hospice and palliative care has been asked to evaluate patient today, period. She suffers from anxiety, history of chronic renal insufficiency, now with acute kidney injury, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, lymphedema, peripheral vascular disease. Surgeries include appendectomy, C-section. She did have some kind of catheter placed for dialysis back in 2020, which has not been used and is not interested in using the AV fistula that's present. Once again, has refused hospitalization, has below the knee amputation on the left side, period. Allergy, Keflex, hydrocodone, Levaquin, morphine. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She used to be a nurse's aide, used to take care of hospice and home health patients her life, period. Family history, mom died of lung cancer, dad died of bladder cancer, period. Hospital record, patient was treated with high-dose Rocephin, 2 grams daily, plus Flagyl, 8 milligram Q8 hours. Patient subsequently was cooled off and again refused cholecystectomy, period. Medication list includes Lexapro, 5 milligram once a day, nifedipine, 30 milligram once a day, sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day. Up eye drops, BEPREVE, Coreg 25 milligram every 12 hours. B12, 1 cc daily. Iron, 324 once a day. Flonase PRN, hydroxyzine, 100 milligram TID. Claritin, 10 milligram PRN. Losartan, 50 milligram once a day. Period. Hospital course, during the hospitalization, patient's kidney function worsened, as I mentioned. She also became acidotic. Her acidemia continued because of a renal failure. She has diabetes end stage, epigastric pain because of her gallbladder issues, peripheral VAT, and PVD, period. Let's see, allergy, we went over that. COVID immunization is up to date. Today, patient visited at home. She's awake. She's alert. She's able to give me good history, able to sign consent for herself. She says that she's heard a lot of people going on dialysis and dying, and she does not want hemodialysis. I want to explain to her that without dialysis, she would definitely die. She doesn't care and does not want to go on dialysis, nevertheless. Patient's echocardiogram showed mild concentric hypertrophy, EF of 60 to 64%. mitral valve regurgitation noted with tricuspid regurgitation, period. As I mentioned, creatinine is hovering around 6.2. Patient's eGFR is less than 5 now, period. An exam, 150 over 50, 100 pulse, or otrusat 94, on room air, a febrile. Heart pulse, one pulse, plus two. Lungs, bronchi, and valves. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Right side of lower extremity shows edema, 2+. Left sided, below the knee amputation. Assessment here, we have a 61-year-old woman dying of end-stage renal disease, along with cholecystitis, has refused both dialysis as well as cholecystectomy, period. In the paragraph, patient was treated with antibiotics at the nursing home. She's at a high risk of developing further symptoms of cholecystitis and does not want to go back to the hospital, period. In the paragraph, she wants to be kept comfortable at home. Her other issues include nephrosclerosis, let's see, diabetes, CKD, AKI, nausea, vomiting, volume depletion, chronic anemia related to her end-stage renal disease, acidemia, treated with bicarbonate, cardiomegaly, congestive heart failure consistent with volume overload. These findings are all consistent, and itching as well as chronic nausea. These findings are all consistent with end-stage renal disease with eGFR of less than 5, period. In the paragraph, long discussion with patient regarding hemodialysis. She definitely does not want dialysis. She would benefit from a comfort kit, which includes lorazepam and morphine for pain. She knows that she has very little time left on this earth. Given the natural progression of her end-stage renal disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Period. She her blood sugar is controlled. Oh, by the way, she takes Lantus 20 units once a day. The need, which has been reduced because of the fact that she has severe renal insufficiency. In the very near future will probably not require any insulin for her blood sugar at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor. Findings discussed with patient at length. Okay, patient pain-free. She's not interested. Part of the weakness and that she's experiencing is also because of anemia. She was offered transfusion, which, of course, in face of no dialysis, she had refused. Thank you.